Chicago's reporting. It's NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. The heat and humidity have been taking a toll. Emergency crews responded to more than 100 calls for help during Saturday night's Kenny Chesney concert at Arrowhead Stadium. Fans were allowed to enter the stadium at 2 o'clock. The concert didn't start until 5 p.m. In all, the Kansas City Fire Department responded to 107 calls at the concert. All but four of them were handled by on-site staff. Four patients were taken to area hospitals, though, for further treatment. The calls for service included heat-related issues, as well as intoxication and various other ailments. Saturday was Kenny Chesney's eighth performance at Arrowhead. A new Kansas initiative is aimed at attracting workers by highlighting job opportunities and more affordable housing compared to other states. As Dylan Lyson reports, the state wants to reverse the so-called brain drain by bringing people back to their home state.
The Kansas Department of Commerce campaign, known as Love Kansas, will focus on people who already have ties to the state but left to work elsewhere. The Kansas population is aging, suggesting young people are leaving for opportunities in other states. Bridget Jobe, tourism director for the department, says bringing back former Kansans will help boost the economy.
We have many high-paying, high-quality jobs, and we need people to fill them.
Jobe says the Kansas legislature provided $2 million for the program, and a majority of that funding will go to nationwide marketing. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Fort Hays State University recently held an education summit to brainstorm ideas that could address teacher shortages in western Kansas. Kaylin Moore reports on the obstacles that rural schools face.
Western Kansas schools have a hard time recruiting teachers to socially isolated areas. At the summit, school districts shared information on what's been working. Rachel Wentling and Hayes put the summit together. She says because of the difficulty recruiting, some rural school districts need to get creative.
This is down in more southwest Kansas. You know, the school districts have acquired property, and they're offering teachers, you know, free housing for their first year or two.
Because of the perceived nature of rural Kansas and lack of marketing, many education leaders said they need to focus on recruiting students in the region who might be future teachers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A former reporter for a weekly Kansas newspaper has agreed to accept $235,000 to settle part of her federal lawsuit over a police raid on the paper that made a small Kansas town the focus of national debate over press freedoms. The settlement removed the former police chief of Marion from the lawsuit filed by former Marion County Record reporter Deb Groover. It does not apply to two other officials she sued over the raid. Groover's lawsuit is among five federal lawsuits over the raid on August 11, 2023. In sports, the Royals pounded the Rockies 10-1 in Denver. This is KPR.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.
More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe.
6:19 on this Monday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. Here's something you should know about if you listen to KPR in Lawrence a lot. FM 91.5, the KPR station here in Lawrence, will be going off the air later today. It will be off the air all day tomorrow as we take care of some much-needed tower repairs. Can't have people climbing our radio tower while we're broadcasting. That would be bad. Now, all other KPR stations, our frequencies in Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, Chanute, they will remain on the air. And, of course, you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or by using the KPR app. So, to reiterate, FM 91.5 here in Lawrence will be off the air for part of the day today and all of the day tomorrow. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or with the KPR app.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. Sunny and hot today and pretty much all week long. We'll have a high temp around 85 degrees this afternoon. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, high of 83 on Tuesday. And you could just repeat that forecast throughout the week. Wednesday's high around 88. Thursday and Friday, we might hit 90. Saturday and Sunday, a high of 95. Right now in Lawrence, with relative humidity near 90%, we have cloudy skies and 65 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 64. In Manhattan, 63. Kansas City, 67. Chanute, 66. And in Emporia, cloudy and 63 degrees at 621.
Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host. That's ATC, beginning at 3.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting a multicultural fair where community members can share their culture's food, games, art, music, and more. Saturday, July 13th. More info at lplks.org.
A mostly sunny sky expected later today. It'll be hot, too, with a high of 85 and high levels of relative humidity. It's 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave.
Phones calling members of Congress, and we'll be doing more of that today.
This is NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Two-thirds of Kansas schools are experiencing teacher shortages, and it's worse in western Kansas. Fort Hays State University recently held an education summit with western Kansas school teachers to talk about ways to retain teachers. Rachel Wentling is director of field experience and put together the summit. She says it can be hard to attract new teachers because integrating into tight-knit rural communities isn't easy.
The importance of them being accepted into the community. So that was something that I thought was really unique to our part of the country that had not been discussed.
Rural school leaders in western Kansas left the summit with new ideas on how to market their schools and offer teacher benefits, things like helping find housing or mentorships that can make their districts more attractive to new teachers. State officials want to attract young people back to the state. A new ad campaign is called Love Kansas, and it will focus on people who already have ties to the state but who left to work elsewhere. The campaign highlights the state's job opportunities and more affordable housing compared to other states. A Kansas Department of Commerce advertisement for the campaign says the state's economy is growing and communities are thriving.
Rediscover a new pace of living in Kansas, an attainable way of life, full of adventures, just waiting for you.
The state legislature provided $2 million in funding for that program. A majority of the money will go toward nationwide marketing of the state. The Kansas population is aging, suggesting young people are leaving for opportunities in other states. The Land Institute in Salina has doubled the pace of its work to improve a perennial grain. It's called Kernza. Scientists are using LED lights to trick the plants into blooming twice a year. This speeds up the breeding process that leads to bigger, better yields. The Land Institute now thinks yields similar to wheat will happen by 2040. Tammy Kimbler with the Land Institute says commercial viability will be quicker.
Because Kernza is multi-use and it can be harvested for both grain and animal forage and be grazed by animals, it's going to be a viable crop much sooner than that.
Unlike corn or wheat, perennials don't need to be replanted each year. Scientists say this can help farmers reduce soil erosion and farm chemical application. In sports, the Royals pounded the Rockies 10-1 yesterday at Coors Field in Denver to snap a three-game losing streak. The Royals are off today. They'll play the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KPR is planning for maintenance to our tower here in Lawrence. And this will affect our signal at FM 91.5. And it will potentially affect our signal at FM 96.1, otherwise known as KPR 2 here in Lawrence. When is this happening? Later today and all day tomorrow. Now, some of the communities affected by this loss in signal will be, of course, Lawrence, Topeka, parts of the Kansas City Metro. So we are sending crews up our tower here in Lawrence later today and all day tomorrow, so that will disrupt Kansas Public Radio service on FM 91.5, possibly FM 96.1. Nobody else is affected, though, so you can still listen in Emporia on 89.7, or Junction City at 91.3, or in Chanute at 90.3. And our signals in Atchison and Manhattan should be unaffected as well. Knock on wood. Sunny and hot weather in store for today. Right now we have mostly cloudy skies across eastern Kansas, but by this afternoon it should be mostly sunny, hot, and humid. High of 85 expected. Tomorrow, partly sunny and humid. High of 83. Wednesday's high, 88. By Thursday and Friday, we'll hit 90. Saturday through Sunday, maybe 95 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 66 degrees at 6:44.
Good morning, I'm Layla Fong.
More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. In just a few minutes, we'll hear this story. A 24-year-old man disappeared in the Arizona desert 3 years ago. Now, his father, who suspects foul play, is running for Congress. More on the disappearance of 24-year-old geologist Daniel Robinson, coming up in just a few, here on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer events, including Blockbuster Wednesdays in June and July with kid-friendly performances, including A Magician, Science, and more. Three different performance times every Wednesday. Details at tscpl.org.
I'm going to be saying this a lot, but I bet we still get phone calls about it. KPR in Lawrence, FM 91.5, and possibly FM 96.1, we'll be going off the air later today. We'll be off the air all day tomorrow as we make some much-needed repairs to our tower. None of our other stations should be affected, so Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, Chanute, everything should be fine. But here in Lawrence, you won't be able to listen. There you go.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Falda.
HD1, Olsburg, Junction City. And KANQ Chanute.
Good morning. President Biden campaigned in Philadelphia, and some Democratic donors signed a letter urging him to pass the torch to the next generation. We'll hear from one donor in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. The president hosts a NATO summit this week, and we'll hear from his NATO ambassador. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Boeing plans a guilty plea for misleading regulators about the safety of its planes. We'll hear what went wrong. Also, we look at a new technique for organ donations. It's Monday, July 8th. This day in 1947, a New Mexico newspaper called the Roswell Daily Record quoted U.S. Army officials saying they had recovered a flying saucer that had crashed. The Army later said it was just a weather balloon. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Hurricane Beryl has made landfall this morning on the Gulf Coast of Texas. The storm's top sustained winds are at 75 miles per hour. It's pounding the area around Matagorda County, Texas. Mitch Thanes is the county's public information officer.
The winds are really, really strong right now. We're in the eye right now. We understand we're ready. We're bracing for the back half of that hurricane.
Forecasters are warning of life-threatening storm surge. They say that in some areas along the coast, water could surge in from the sea and reach a height of up to 7 feet. There are storm surge warnings up to the Texas-Louisiana state line. Heavy rain is triggering flood watches and warnings, but flood watches are starting to be posted as far north as southern Indiana. Hurricane Beryl is expected to break up as it streams north across the U.S. Several senior House Democrats have told their congressional leadership that President Biden should step aside as the party's nominee for president. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports they spoke in a leadership call yesterday.
Four ranking members of key committees say the party needs a change at the top of the ticket, according to two sources familiar with the private call on Sunday. New York Democrats Jerry Nadler and Joe Morelli, California Congressman Mark Takano, and Washington State Congressman Adam Smith were the latest to push for the president to withdraw. Five House Democrats have publicly called for the president to step aside in the days since the president's poor performance in the debate against GOP presumptive nominee Donald Trump. But the party is divided on the path forward. The president says he's staying in the race and insists he can beat Trump. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Results are in from France's latest round of elections this weekend. Left-wing and centrist candidates won an unexpected victory over the far right. But now comes the difficult task of governing. There are three competing blocs and no majority in the new French parliament. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports it could take weeks to form a government.
After pulling back from the moral abyss, now comes the morass, said one columnist. Analysts say there will need to be compromise to create a working government, but far-left firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon, part of the leftist coalition, took an immediate hard line.
Le président doit s'incliner.
The president must bow down and admit his defeat, he said to supporters. The left's entire program should be adopted immediately.
S'il n'y avait pas eu cet accord contre nature.
Far-right icon Marine Le Pen, whose party came in last, called it unnatural how the centrists and the left sacrificed many of their own candidates in the second round just to block her party. Analysts say the center and left will have a harder time agreeing on a new governing coalition as their differences are significant. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. The heat and humidity have been taking a toll across Kansas and Missouri. Emergency crews responded to more than 100 calls for help during Saturday night's Kenny Chesney concert at Arrowhead Stadium. Fans were allowed to enter the stadium at 2 p.m. The concert itself started 3 hours later. In all, the Kansas City Fire Department responded to 107 calls at the concert. All but four of them were handled by on-site staff. Four patients were taken to area hospitals for further treatment. The calls for service included heat-related issues, intoxication, and various other ailments. A new Kansas initiative is aimed at attracting workers by highlighting job opportunities and more affordable housing compared to other states. As Dylan Lyson reports, the state wants to reverse so-called brain drain by bringing people back to their home state.
The Kansas Department of Commerce campaign, known as Love Kansas, will focus on people who already have ties to the state but left to work elsewhere. The Kansas population is aging, suggesting young people are leaving for opportunities in other states. Bridget Job, tourism director for the department, says bringing back former Kansans will help boost the economy.
We have many high-paying, high-quality jobs, and we need people to fill them.
Job says the Kansas legislature provided $2 million for the program, and a majority of that funding will go to nationwide marketing. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Fort Hays State University recently held an education summit to brainstorm ideas that could address teacher shortages in western Kansas. Kaylin Moore reports on the obstacles rural schools face.
Western Kansas schools have a hard time recruiting teachers to socially isolated areas. At the summit, school districts shared information on what's been working. Rachel Wentling and Hayes put the summit together. She says because of the difficulty recruiting, some rural school districts need to get creative.
This is down in more southwest Kansas. You know, the school districts have acquired property, and they're offering teachers, you know, free housing for their first year or two.
Because of the perceived nature of rural Kansas and lack of marketing, many education leaders said they need to focus on recruiting students in the region who might be future teachers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Does Kansas have a supply of rare earth minerals buried deep underground? Well, we don't know, but the Kansas Geological Survey is hoping to find out. Scientists are searching for potential drilling sites in east central Kansas. The Geological Survey has partnered with Mole Companies, that's an independent oil and gas producer, to drill out a well in Lyon County to evaluate whether subterranean layers of rock contain minerals which can be used in electronics, lithium batteries, and other advanced technologies. China and India are currently the world's largest suppliers of these rare earth minerals. In baseball, the Royals pounded the Rockies 10-1. Kansas City has the day off. They'll face the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is
7:19 on this Monday morning, the 8th day of July. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting a multicultural fair where community members can share their culture's food, games, art, music, and more. Saturday, July 13th. More info at lplks.org.
Mostly cloudy across eastern Kansas this morning, but the day will turn into a mostly sunny one later today with a high around 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 65, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, humid, high of 83. At this point, there's no precipitation in the forecast for this week, just mostly sunny skies, hot and humid weather. On Wednesday, we'll have a high of 88. Thursday and Friday, we could hit 90. Saturday through Sunday, highs around 95 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's cloudy and 67. Topeka 66, Manhattan cloudy and 65. Kansas City already at 69 degrees. In Chanute, mostly cloudy and 67. And in Emporia, cloud cover, 65 degrees. KPR in Lawrence, which can be heard at FM 91.5, will be going off the air for part of the day today and will be off the air all day tomorrow, as we take care of some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations, however, Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, will remain on the air. Can always listen online, too, at the KPR website.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Brit.
From NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies across much of eastern Kansas. It will be mostly sunny and hot later today as we warm up to around 85 degrees. Tonight, a low of 65, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and humid, high of 83 on Tuesday. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 68 degrees, at 7:30. The news is next.
Live from NPR News, NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office are searching for a missing Native American man from Blue Rapids. Authorities say 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees was last seen the night of July 4th, foul play is suspected. Blue Rapids is a town of less than 1,000 people in northeast Kansas. State officials want to attract more young people back to the state. A new ad campaign known as Love Kansas will focus on people who already have ties to the state but who have left to work elsewhere. The campaign highlights the state's job opportunities and more affordable housing compared to other states. A Kansas Department of Revenue, rather a Kansas Department of Commerce advertisement for the campaign, says the state's economy is growing and communities are thriving.
Rediscover a new pace of living in Kansas, an attainable way of life, full of adventures, just waiting for you.
The state legislature provided $2 million in funding for the program. A majority of that money will go toward nationwide marketing. The Kansas population is aging, suggesting that young people are leaving the state for opportunities in other states. The Land Institute in Salina has doubled the pace of its work to improve a perennial grain called Kernza. Scientists are now using LED lights to trick the plants into blooming twice a year. This speeds up the breeding process that leads to bigger, better yields. The Land Institute now thinks that yields similar to wheat will happen by 2040. Tammy Kimbler with the Land Institute says commercial viability will be even quicker.
Because Kernza is multi-use and it can be harvested for both grain and animal forage and be grazed by animals, it's going to be a viable crop much sooner than that.
Unlike corn or wheat, perennials don't need to be replanted each year. Scientists say this can help farmers reduce soil erosion and farm chemical application. And now a safety message from KPR. Avoid going into dark and unfamiliar caves. Two people wandered into a cave system in Kansas City Saturday night. They became disoriented and got lost more than 2,000 feet underground. WDAF-TV reports that a man and a woman had trouble calling for help but eventually found a spot where they could get a cell phone signal. Around 4 a.m. yesterday, they were able to call 911. The Kansas City Fire Department responded and used ropes to rescue the 30-year-old man and the 22-year-old woman. They were unharmed and refused medical treatment. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from
Foundation.org.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning, July 8th. KPR in Lawrence, FM 91.5, will be going off the air for part of the day today. And we will be off the air in Lawrence all day tomorrow, so we can take care of some much-needed repairs to our tower. Now, all other KPR stations, our frequencies in Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, Atchison, Chanute, they will remain on the air. And, of course, you can always listen to this station online at kansaspublicradio.org or by using the free KPR app. KPR app is available for iPhones and Android devices. But KPR in Lawrence, FM 91.5, serving Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, it'll be going off the air for part of the day today and all day tomorrow. So don't freak out or anything. We're just repairing our tower. And again, you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's going to be sunny and hot by this afternoon, high of 85. Right now, mostly sunny here in Lawrence, 68 degrees. Cloudy just about everywhere else in eastern Kansas.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. A wrestling great is hanging up.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia. Well, I've been given some brand new information about KPR going off the air. Apparently, we won't be going off the air until sometime tomorrow, and we'll be off the air all day Wednesday. I think the tower crew got a later than expected start. So once again, if you're just tuning in, Kansas Public Radio is going to do some much-needed tower repairs, and we will be going off the air tomorrow at some point. Not sure yet exactly when, but we will likely be off the air all day Wednesday here in Lawrence on FM 91.5. Now, our other stations will not be affected, so you can keep listening in Emporia on 89.7, in Junction City on 91.3, in Chanute at 90.3, on our stations in Manhattan, in Atchison as well. And of course, you can always listen online, kansaspublicradio.org, or listen with the KPR app. But just to reiterate, KPR in Lawrence, FM 91.5. We'll be going off the air for at least part of the day tomorrow and all of Wednesday as we conduct some much-needed tower repairs. Mostly sunny skies and hot weather in store today. It's starting to get sunny here in Lawrence. We'll shoot for a high of 85 degrees today. Right now, sunny and 69 at KPR. Topeka, cloudy and 68. Manhattan, cloudy and 67, and in Emporia, a cloudy sky and 68 degrees at 751. The ET in Manhattan. And if you can't remember all that, visit our website and find our call letters and frequencies listed for you. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Good morning. Defying predictions that the right wing would prevail.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has fired more than 40 missiles at several different Ukrainian cities today. He says Russia hit residential buildings. He says there are people under the rubble. This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A search is underway in northeast Kansas for a missing Native American man. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says foul play is suspected in the disappearance of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids in Marshall County. He was last seen the night of July 4th. The heat and humidity have been taking a toll. Emergency crews responded to more than 100 calls for help during Saturday night's Kenny Chesney concert at Arrowhead Stadium. Fans were allowed to enter the stadium around 2 p.m., even though the concert didn't start until 3 hours later. In all, the Kansas City Fire Department responded to 107 calls at the concert. All but four of them were handled by on-site staff. Four patients were taken to area hospitals for further treatment. The calls for service included heat-related issues, intoxication, and various other ailments. A new Kansas initiative is aimed at attracting workers by highlighting job opportunities and more affordable housing as compared with other states. As Dylan Lyson reports, the state wants to reverse so-called brain drain by bringing young people back to their home states.
The Kansas Department of Commerce campaign, known as Love Kansas, will focus on people who already have ties to the state but left to work elsewhere. The Kansas population is aging, suggesting young people are leaving for opportunities in other states. Bridget Jobe, tourism director for the department, says bringing back former Kansans will help boost the economy.
We have many high-paying, high-quality jobs, and we need people to fill them.
Jobe says the Kansas legislature provided $2 million for the program, and a majority of that funding will go to nationwide marketing. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Fort Hays State University recently held an education summit to try to brainstorm ideas that could address teacher shortages in western Kansas. Kaylin Moore reports on the obstacles faced by rural schools.
Western Kansas schools have a hard time recruiting teachers to socially isolated areas. At the summit, school districts shared information on what's been working, Rachel Wentling and Hayes put the summit together. She says because of the difficulty recruiting, some rural school districts need to get creative.
This is down in more southwest Kansas. You know, the school districts have acquired property, and they're offering teachers, you know, free housing for their first year or two.
Because of the perceived nature of rural Kansas and lack of marketing, many education leaders said they need to focus on recruiting students in the region who might be future teachers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Two people wandered into a cave system in Kansas City Saturday night. They became disoriented and got lost more than 2,000 feet underground. WDAF-TV reports that a man and a woman had trouble calling for help, but eventually found a spot where they could get a cell phone signal. Around 4 a.m. yesterday, they were able to call 911. The Kansas City Fire Department responded and used ropes to rescue the 30-year-old man and 22-year-old woman. This is KPR.
From NPR News, I'm Layla.
AS.org.
It's 8:20 on this Monday morning, July 8th. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's going to be a mostly sunny day with hot and humid weather, a high of 85 expected. Right now in Lawrence, we have a partly cloudy sky, 70 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 70. Manhattan, cloudy and 69. In Chanute, cloud cover, 70 degrees. And in Emporia, it's cloudy and 70. For most of the week, it's going to be partly to mostly sunny and humid. We'll have high temperatures today in the mid-80s. By Wednesday, a high of 88. Thursday and Friday, a high of 90. And on Saturday and Sunday, highs around 95. Once again, here in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 70 degrees.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Here's the latest information about our tower repairs. KPR FM 91.5 in Lawrence will be going off the air for at least part of the day tomorrow and all day long on Wednesday. All of the other frequencies we operate, stations in Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, Chanute, they will remain on the air. It's only those of us listening to FM 91.5 out of Lawrence that will be affected. Stay tuned for more details here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:21. Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. U.S. Adaptive Golf is underway in Newton, Kansas. What is it? Greg Eklund reports coming up next in our summary of national and international news headlines. A mostly sunny sky expected by this afternoon. It'll be hot and humid too, with a high of 85 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny and humid, a high of 83. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 70 degrees at 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Congress returns from its holiday recess this week with more Democratic lawmakers calling on President Biden to end his reelection bid. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
An increasing number of congressional Democrats have been expressing concerns about President Biden's ability to fulfill a second term in office. Others fear that keeping Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket would hurt the party's chances of winning back the House in November. Biden has been fending off increasing calls from some Democrats to withdraw his reelection bid while pledging to stay in the race and win again.
The Justice Department says Boeing will plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge as part of a deal stemming from the crashes of two 737 MAX jets. One occurred in Indonesia in 2018, the other in Ethiopia in 2019. They left 346 people dead. NPR's Joel Rose reports on reaction from relatives of those killed.
The family members of the crash victims hate this deal. They say this is once again a sweetheart deal for Boeing and that no other criminal defendant would get a friendly offer like this from the government. Family members were hoping to see even bigger fines, as well as personal accountability for Boeing's leaders. Lawyers for those family members are already urging a federal judge to reject this plea deal.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office are searching for a missing Native American man from Blue Rapids. Authorities say 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees was last seen the night of July 4th. Foul play is suspected. Blue Rapids is a town of less than 1,000 people in northeast Kansas. Two-thirds of Kansas schools are experiencing teacher shortages, and it's even worse in western Kansas. Fort Hays State University recently held an education summit with western Kansas school leaders to talk about ways to retain teachers. Rachel Wentling put the summit together. She says it can be hard to attract new teachers because integrating into tight-knit communities in rural Kansas isn't always easy.
The importance of them being accepted into the community. So that was something that I thought was really unique to our part of the country that had not been discussed.
Rural school leaders in the western part of the state left the summit with new ideas on how to market their schools and offer teacher benefits. Things like helping them find housing and mentorships that can make their school districts more attractive to new teachers. The Land Institute in Salina has doubled the pace of its work to improve a perennial grain called Kernza. Scientists are now using LED lights to trick the plants into blooming twice a year. This speeds the breeding process that leads to bigger, better yields. The Land Institute now thinks that yields similar to wheat will start happening in 2040. But Tammy Kimbler with the Land Institute says commercial viability will be even quicker.
Because Kernza is multi-use and it can be harvested for both grain and animal forage and be grazed by animals, it's going to be a viable crop much sooner than that.
Unlike corn or wheat, perennials don't need to be replanted each year. The U.S. Adaptive Golf Championship gets underway today in Newton in south central Kansas. The tournament is for golfers with disabilities. It's taking place at Sand Creek Station Course in Newton.
For the first time in the 3 years of the event, there were qualifying rounds to even get into the championship field. Colton Dean of the USGA says the event's growth has made qualifying rounds necessary.
We expected it to eventually get there with the U.S. Adaptive Open, but honestly, the growth has been tremendous, and we got there in year three, which, you know, we definitely weren't expecting, but are super happy to see.
The only Kansan who qualified is Kirk Holmberg of Hutchinson, who's in the neurological impairment category. The tournament will take place over the next 3 days. I'm Greg Eklund.
The U.S. Adaptive Open Golf Championship is underway in Newton.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 90.3 in Chanute. KPR will be going off the air tomorrow in Lawrence, at least for part of the day. And KPR FM 91.5 in Lawrence will be off the air all day Wednesday, as we allow tower crews to climb our tower and make some needed repairs to our antenna. So how does this affect you? Well, hopefully it won't. Hopefully you can listen to KPR online at kansaspublicradio.org or use the free KPR app available for iPhone and Android devices. Now, this only affects FM 91.5 and possibly FM 96.1 in Lawrence. If you're listening on one of our frequencies in Emporia, Manhattan, Junction City, Chanute, Atchison, you should be unaffected. Knock on wood. We'll find out for sure at some point tomorrow when we make the switch and go off the air for some tower repairs. This is Kansas Public Radio.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
and provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
NPR with Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, and All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public.
This is NPR News.
And good morning. With this random sports update, I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in. The U.S. Adaptive Open Golf Championship is getting underway today in the south central Kansas town of Newton. Nearly 100 men and women golfers representing 32 states, including Kansas, plus 11 different countries, are taking part at the Sand Creek Station course in Newton. As Greg Eklund reports, the tournament is for golfers with disabilities.
For the first time in the 3 years of the event, there were qualifying rounds to even get into the championship field. Colton Dean of the USGA says the event's growth has made qualifying rounds necessary.
We expected it to eventually get there with the U.S. Adaptive Open, but honestly, the growth has been tremendous, and we got there in year three, which, you know, we definitely weren't expecting, but are super happy to see.
The only Kansan who qualified is Kirk Holmberg of Hutchinson, who's in the neurological impairment category. The tournament will take place over the next 3 days. I'm Greg Eklund.
And in Major League Baseball, the Royals pounded the Rockies 10-1 yesterday at Coors Field in Denver to snap a three-game losing streak. The Kansas City Royals are off today. They'll be in St. Louis tomorrow to take on the Cardinals. This is KPR Sports.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's Morning Edition from...
Mostly sunny skies and hot weather expected today. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. Right now it's mostly sunny and 72 at KU. Well, we've got an all-English hour of music between 9 and 10 this morning with three rondos by Henry Purcell. And then Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, which uses one of those rondos to show off the various orchestral sections. Plus, on this summer morning, Cordelia Brown will bring us an English portrait of the ocean by Frank Bridge. It's all coming up for you this morning on Kansas Public Radio. A reminder that we'll be going off the air, at least in Lawrence, for a portion of the day tomorrow and all day Wednesday while we take care of some much-needed tower repairs. All other KPR stations will be unaffected. It's 9:01, time for the news on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Hurricane Beryl roared ashore today on the Gulf Coast of Texas. Its top sustained winds at landfall were 80 miles per hour. That's now dropped to about 75 miles per hour. Meteorologist Brian Jackson of the National Weather Service says the Houston area is getting the brunt of the storm now.
We're expecting all total over East Texas 5 to 10 inches, a local maximum of 15. The storm is moving north, which is good that it's not going to stall over the same areas, but you got to move up into Arkansas over the next 24 hours.
The tracking site PowerOutage.us says 1.5 million customers in Texas are now without electricity. The storm is going to continue to lose strength as it barrels north. Flood watches are now posted as far north as southern Indiana. There's a different weather danger facing the U.S. today, powerful and dangerous heat. More than 140 million people are under heat alerts today. It's especially dangerous in the West, where excessive heat warnings are posted from Washington State to Arizona's border with Mexico. In a letter to congressional Democrats, President Biden says he is not bowing out of the race. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this comes as Congress returns from recess with a growing number of members agitating for him to go.
In the letter, Biden again says he is firmly committed to staying in the race for president and beating Donald Trump. He says he has heard the concerns people have and, quote, good faith fears and worries about what's at stake in this election. He goes on to argue that pushing him out now would disenfranchise Democratic primary voters who overwhelmingly selected him. It was their decision to make, he says, quote, not the press, not the pundits, not the big donors. And Biden concludes saying this question has been well aired for more than a week now, and it is time for it to end. At this point, the ongoing debate only helps Trump, Biden writes. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Stocks opened higher this morning as aircraft maker Boeing strikes a plea agreement with the Justice Department. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped about 230 points in early trading.
Boeing shares, which are part of the Dow Index, got a lift from the news. The aircraft maker agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from the deadly crashes of two 737 MAX jets. Boeing agrees to pay a nearly $500 million fine and invest hundreds of millions of dollars more to improve safety. 3 years ago, the company struck a deal to avoid criminal prosecution, but the Justice Department says Boeing failed to live up to the conditions of that agreement. The parent company of Paramount Studios and CBS Television has agreed to merge with Skydance after a lengthy negotiation. Skydance is run by the son of billionaire Oracle founder Larry Ellison. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now up about 220 points. You're listening to NPR. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is on an unannounced visit to China. As NPR's John Ruwitch reports, his visit to Beijing follows recent stops in Moscow and Kyiv amid Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
Chinese state TV said Orban met Chinese leader Xi Jinping, although there were no details. Earlier on the social media platform X, Orban posted a picture of himself arriving in Beijing with the words Peace Mission 3.0. On July 6th, he posted Peace Mission Second Stop Moscow. And before that, he was in Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. All of this comes after Hungary took over the rotating presidency of the European Union at the start of the month. Orban has said Hungary is one of the few countries that can still talk to all parties in the Ukraine conflict. China has been trying to position itself as a peace broker, too. In May, she visited Budapest, and the two countries elevated their ties to an all-weather comprehensive strategic partnership. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Beijing.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has fired some 40 missiles into his country today. Several cities were hit, including the capital, Kyiv. At least 20 people have been killed. Zelensky says the Russians targeted residential buildings, infrastructure, and a children's hospital. The Ukrainian leader says people are still trapped under the rubble. Ukrainian officials say the Russians used fast-moving ballistic and cruise missiles. NASA has wrapped up a year-long experiment. It was to create a simulated environment in a compartment that astronauts might be in if they lived on Mars. Four crew members spent a year locked in the environment in Houston. They emerged over the weekend. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
The Rondo from The Moor's Revenge by Henry Purcell, played by the Empire Brass with Bill Kuhlman at the organ. Keep that tune in your head. Next, we'll hear the various sections of the Kansas City Symphony. Play it for us again here on KPR. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Here's Michael Stern's Kansas City Symphony now for Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra on KPR. Thank you.
Thank you.